Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Deeper Waters Podcast. My name is Andrea, and I'm joined today by Brandon.
What's up, guys?
And again, we're always excited to have you guys join us. A couple of quick things before we dive in. First, again, it's sponsored by the CCC Cafe. Do we know, like, have people been taking advantage of the free drink?
Honestly, I don't even know.
There's a free drink up for grabs. First person to head there and say this week it's Psalm 1 will get a free small drink. So
I mean, they make Caribou has the campfire mocha, but like Danae does also a really good campfire mocha.
Yeah, so find a time when Danae's here and ask that. Ask for that. So again, this podcast is uploaded every Wednesday afternoon-ish. Can be found wherever you like to listen to your podcasts, or if you prefer to watch, you can find it on YouTube as well. A couple other announcements. If you're listening to this on the 21st, the day that it comes out, we have hangs tonight, so come hang out. It'll be chill. It'll be fun. Winter camp. So
yeah, we're just going to...
It's going to be low-key. Low-key. It's going to be awesome. And then on Sunday, we'll be back for Impact at our normal time, 6 to 8. That's the 25th. We'll be starting a new series in high school, right?
We will be.
Do you want to say what that is or not yet?
Come and find out.
All right. I love it. That's code
that is
for...
not... No,
I was going to say that. That's code for he doesn't know
I
yet.
I do know.
But he wants you to come and find
out.
I do
want to come and find out. But I do know the overall topic, just not the specific.
Amazing. We love it. Awesome. Cool. The other announcement, too, is next conference is hosted up at Crown College on March 2nd. This is a great opportunity for you guys as students to go and get some training. There's really good training. We encourage our leaders to go to this, but there's also stuff for students as well. There's lots of different options for speakers and sessions that you can choose to go to. It's $15 for students.
$15 for students.
And it includes lunch.
Chick-fil-A lunch.
Oh, bonus. So
I mean, that's basically how much you're going to spend at Chick-fil-A anyways.
Exactly.
Might as well get some teaching out of it.
Yes. So again, that's up at Crown College. Get some friends, head up there, like have a fun day out of it. So, song we're listening to this week, Brandon.
Goodness of God.
Yes.
By One Sonic Society.
Still loving the winter camp playlist. We're going to be, I feel like I'm going to be listening to it still for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. And I love the lyric in this song, like, your goodness is running after me.
Yeah.
And like, because his goodness runs after us, we get to run back after him.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, like, yes, like, especially after this weekend, you know, we've been talking about pursue. And the best part about pursuing God is that he's always pursuing us, and he's pursuing us first. And so I love that his goodness is always running after us. So good. Well, you know what, Brandon? Do you know what would make this podcast even better?
Andrea, what would make this podcast even better?
I think this podcast would be even better if Joe Musso was here with us. All right. Hey, everybody. We are here at winter camp and joined by Joe now. So we are super excited to get to chat with him a little bit. But we always start off with a fun question. So Brandon and I have both already answered this question on previous episodes. But Joe, what has been your favorite winter camp memory?
So there's several categories that I think I would fall into for my favorite winter camp memories. If we're looking at something like maybe in the sanctuary, there's two types of things that I've seen. Like, I remember one year going through the praise words, the Hebrew praise words.
One of my favorite years.
Just the amount of praise, the volume of praise that happened, and even the gestures of praise that happened throughout that night. That one always sticks out to me in my mind. You know, and there's just something else too about going to the opposite end of the spectrum and seeing students on their faces, on their knees, Bibles open in front of them on the floor, where they're just diving in and you can see them responding to the call that has been given to them to go deeper with God. So definitely love those moments. You take that out of the chapel, you go into the cafeteria where we're all sitting around a table, and I've had as few as two and as many as 20 sitting around a table. I love those times in the afternoons and in the evenings, just having questions thrown at you and trying to answer them and opening the Bible together and mixing it up like that. And I'll give one final one. I'll never, ever, ever forget Abby Nordstrom, now Abby Luster, jumping up there and ripping off her outer shirt and going, "Sun's out, guns out."
Yeah, I think I mentioned this to Brandon on one of her previous podcast episodes, or maybe in the intro even, that I was like, I think I know what Joe may bring up in this.
Suns out, guns one, out. That moment almost put me on the floor. So it'll never go away. It's forever burned in my memory.
So good. I love that. So all weekend long, we've been talking about how do we pursue God, and this podcast will come out. We are back in Rochester, back in Byron, back in Pine Island, back at our schools, back at work. What does it look like for us to continue to pursue him as we're back in our normal rhythms, back with some of the distractions maybe that we didn't have at camp?
Well, I think one of the first keys that I think we have to remind is to guard that's what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, guarding what we have already attained in Christ. Mm-hmm. So I think hopefully one of the things that students are walking out of here with through that is the idea of treasuring Christ above everything else. Is he truly something that we treasure? Because if he is the most valuable thing to us, we will pursue that which we put the most value in. Yeah. And so to guard that mindset, that heart set, however you would like to look at that, where Christ is preeminent in our lives, and to make sure that we continue to act upon that. Because as soon as we are distracted from that and other things become more valuable, it starts to lead us down paths we don't want to go down. And we want to make sure that we are keeping Christ as the preeminent, the King, the Lord of our life, that we are fully submitting to. Mm-hmm. And then in that, making sure that some of the things that we do to guard that are, number one, obviously we got to be in the Word. You know, we have to have the Word of God dwelling in us richly to be able to do that. We also have to be in fellowship with the Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit. We can't follow our hearts because our heart is deceitful above all. We have to be listening to the Spirit, moving with the Spirit, being in step with the Spirit, and of course that going in with the Word. And Hebrews chapter 10 says we can't stop meeting together. Mm-hmm. That's one of the greatest guards about keeping us on track and moving forward as believers, is to continue meeting together. So prioritizing any night with other believers is a must.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are all great. Brandon, anything else you would say too?
I was going to say impact, like coming to impact. I don't want y'all to hear me say that thinking, oh, he's just the person that helps leads impact. Of course, he's going to tell me. No, I'm saying that because it's such a, to help guard our hearts from what the enemy is doing, to be with other believers, right? Mm-hmm. Like to be in community, to share what's going on, to ask for prayer, to be encouraged is so important, because the thought of trying to do this walk on our own, like, we will fail. Mm-hmm. Like, we need other people to push us and pray for us and to encourage us and be next to us and like a shoulder to cry on or someone to have fun with, whatever it is. Like, that's the place that impact can be if you choose to step into step in impact and press into what we offer.
I love, Joe, how when you, at different points, I think you've said it a couple of different times this weekend, but you talk about how this is for all of us, from like the leaders all the way down to the youngest sixth grader. And this idea of pursuing God is something that we never stop doing. Like, we are always pursuing God. Oh. And so a question that we always ask every one of our guests is, based on the topic that we're talking about, what is your next step in that? So we'd love to hear what your next step is in pursuing God in your journey.
Yeah. So in that, I have a great solid devotional life that I really enjoy, love and adore right now. I read my Bible every night I can when I'm not coming home, after 11, but I'll read 5 chapters every night, pray through those chapters as I go through them. My kids, when I'm doing it in the earlier hours of the evening, see me reading my Bible. My wife sees me. I do it right at the kitchen table for them to be able to see. They see me scribble. They see me do all that. And so the only thing with that is just hoping and praying and seeking and digging deeper into Scripture and studying it more to to understand the gold that is in it. Mm-hmm. I was telling some students even earlier this afternoon that scripture is simple enough that the smallest of child can read it and get something out of it, but it's deep enough that even the most brainiac theologian can keep digging mm-hmm. and still never exhaust it.
Yeah.
So definitely wanting to dig deeper into that. I have been challenged also by some of the other people that I've heard from about the depth of prayer. I was sharing actually with I think it was one of the leaders, just a thought that I had, and this is speculation, but we read about like the transfiguration and we only read about that happening one time, but what if that was a regular occurrence in the life of Christ? And just that one time you decided to bring those three guys up on the mountain with them to show it, what was Christ's prayer life really like? Because it says regularly he would go to desolate places to pray alone. Yeah. Or even the night before he was crucified, how he was praying so earnestly, Lord, if it be thy will, take this cup from me, not my will, but thine. And he's sweating drops of blood. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty intense prayer if you're sweating drops of blood. But what if that wasn't a one-time thing for Christ? We just read about it one time. Mm-hmm. So the thought of the intensity of that prayer mm-hmm. and the passion behind the prayer life that Christ had, even though his very nature was God, he still pursued the Father in prayer very intently. So those are two things: to keep mining the scriptures for the gold that's in them mm-hmm. and to press in harder, if you will, in prayer that we might know him more.
How about you, Brandon? Next steps.
Someone's going up the stairs really loud. Got distracted. It's similar to what you were saying about the deeper prayer life. I think it's easy, like the 10-minute prayers. I think you're really easy, but like the 45-hour, those a little bit longer time, I think can be a little more of a challenge, especially for me. Like I have a really hard time sitting still and just being in one place. I have to, like, if I'm not taking notes or something while someone's talking, right over my head. And so I think to be able to stop and be still for longer is kind of a next step for me.
Mm-hmm. I think mine builds off of really both of yours, of like this idea of prayer of, you know, I have a routine in the morning with my Bible that I really enjoy and journaling, and but I feel like my prayer time is the thing that it's like, oh, well, I'll do this while I'm finishing getting ready or whatever. And so to take time, like you said, Brandon, of like slowing down and to really sitting in those moments. And I think for me too, it's waiting for a response too, and just being patient to hear from the Lord. Because I think, again, so often we're like, why isn't the Lord answering? And how often is it because we're not waiting to hear the answer and we're just talking to him and not listening for him? And so I think for me, that's my next step of really slowing down and seeking to hear his voice through prayer and, again, through his word as well. So we hope, as always, that you guys can pinpoint a next step that you guys have, especially as we're heading back from winter camp. We've talked about how this is really easy to be a high weekend where you are on fire and then you come back and you let that fire burn out. But we want this to be something that you continuously pursue, that you don't wait until winter camp 2025 to come back to the Lord, but it's something that you're constantly after. So I think this would go for Joe as well as both of us. You guys always know if you have questions, if there's anything more you want to talk about pertaining to this or anything, like, please reach out to us. We would love to talk to you. We all love and care for you. And with all that being said, we say to you, go and be more like Jesus.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just talking about prayer. And I might actually touch on this a little bit this evening, is I think there's two types of prayer that we can engage in as Christians. There's boots on and boots off prayer. And boots on is what a lot of people think of when they think of prayer. It's intercessory. It's intense.
Yeah.
It's we're pressing into God. We're asking God. There's a lot of supplication in that aspect. But then there's boots off prayer that's a relaxed prayer that's enjoying God. It's more the throughout the day meditating on God's word, meditating on him and thinking about him, as Philippians 4 says, to think on all the things that are good. So with that, keeping that in mind, even with prayer, that there, it doesn't always have to be the intense intercessory prayer, but it can be the chill, relaxed, just enjoying the company of God as you're going throughout your day and the things like you're talking about. So I want to make sure that people are aware that that, that is prayer as much.
Absolutely.
I think about for people who, if you're someone who struggles with anxiety or fear, oftentimes it's easy for our mind to wander towards the negative. But if we can have some boots off prayer of what's our mind on, then that can be helpful. I'm not saying it's ultimate solution, but like that is a great first step of trying some boots off prayer of where is our mind focused of that ending point.
Good.
So great. Well, again, thank you guys for joining us on the podcast. We will see you guys back here in another week with a new podcast. We'll see you guys later.